listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. Fresno Grizzlies Baseball is brought to you by Save Mart, Express Furniture Rentals, Le Provence Apartment Homes, Toyota, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. The Fresno Grizzlies pregame show is brought to you by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Here is the voice of the Grizzlies, Tip Slack.
The Fresno Grizzlies kick off a 12-game road trip on a beautiful Tuesday morning in San Jose. Hello from Excite Ballpark, the home of the San Jose Giants. The Fresno Grizzlies open a 6-game series in San Jose, and we'll be with you throughout the road trip. I'm Tim Slack, and Fresno coming off of a big win on Sunday. Tommy Hotvey's 2-run homer in the bottom of the 8th inning helped the Grizzlies grab a series split with the Lake Elsinore Storm. The offense started to put it together a little bit towards the end of the series, despite the 3 wins Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night by the Storm. And the Grizzlies looked pretty good on Sunday, found some resiliency, found some offense early. And a big part of that was Kelvin Hidalgo, the 20-year-old shortstop, was fantastic in the series, not just on Sunday when he hit the 3-run double to put them in front in the 3rd inning. He was honored for a great week, the California League Player of the Week. Major League Baseball announced on Monday. Hidalgo had at least 1 hit and 1 run in every game of the 6-game series against the Storm. He was 10 for 24 with 2 homers, 11 RBIs, 10 runs scored, and 9 stolen bases. So his average up 141 points, his on-base percentage up 135 points, and he is currently the Cal League leader in steals with 12. Oh, and he's all of a sudden 5th in homers and RBI. So Kelvin Hidalgo, a great week, and certainly rewarded for that. One of the other big weeks, though, is in the other dugout. Jacob Christian for the San Jose Giants had a massive week, hitting .400 with 2 homers as well. So a couple of the California League's hottest players matched up in this series. Our pitching matchup today should be a good one as well. The Grizzlies will go to Ismael Luciano, who is 1-1 with a 3.86 ERA. Hunter Dryden will get the start for the San Jose Giants. He has no record in 2 starts. He's worked 8 innings with a 1.13 ERA. He has been tough to hit so far this year, even tougher to score upon. Well, the Giants lost their series down at Rancho Cucamonga. They dropped the final 2 games of the series, a couple of walk-offs that hurt them. So these 2 teams today, San Jose and Fresno, separated by just a game in the Northern Division. When we come back, we're going to talk to Grizzlies manager Cesar Galvez, talk about a couple of roster moves as well as Austin Becker, who had thrown 5 scoreless outings for the Grizzlies, was called up to High A Spokane. Grizzlies added 2 new players. Reliever Luke Thalen joins the club, and today's DH Jacob Hinderleiter will make his first professional start. We're going to talk to Galvey on the other side of the break. This is the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show from Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Beautiful Tuesday morning to kick off this road trip on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Oh, no. The PTA. They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget, your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
It's the beginning of a 12-game road trip, and it starts with six with an early morning game in San Jose. Manager Cesar Galvez getting ready. And what goes into it in just in terms of the preparation? You just had a game Sunday. You guys hit the road. And what does it take to get this team ready to play 11 o'clock on a Tuesday?
Well, I mean, it's this thing that we can control. Like, the league have that kind of the schedule, and we have to follow it. So the idea is find out a way to get the player ready, no matter how. So we, like you said, we get here earlier, but we already do what we're supposed to do. We hit in the cage, we catch some ground balls. So days like that, it's just what it is, okay? We already do what we can do. We already control what we can control, and then we're going to be ready for the game.
Well, and the good news in that is you got a little bit of momentum after a good win on Sunday. The offense is starting to pick it up. What do you like about the way you guys are not just swinging but also running the bases?
I mean, yeah, as a team, we've been doing a good job the last couple of days offensively, and also from the first day, we've been doing a good job on the bases. So that's how I say in the beginning of the season, I have right now a team that are going to work hard, they're going to run hard, and they show right now, they show to everybody what they can capable right. to do.
Well, and you talked about at the beginning of the year having to put it all together, and you guys did that on Sunday, a couple of great bullpen outings. But then you get a guy who's doing great, Austin Becker, called up. Now you got two new players. And what do you know about the two new guys coming in, Jacob Hinderleiter and Luke Thielen?
Yeah, we're so happy of Becker. They have the opportunity to go to one more level. I know that he's gonna be good. He just need to do the same thing he was doing here, and those two players that we get here, they knew on the organization, so they was drafted last year. One of them, we was with them on a spin trainer. All what I can say about them that they work hard and they will be ready to do everything that they're supposed to do here.
Well, we know you guys are going to be ready today. Cesar Galvez, thanks so much for the time.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Grizzlies manager Cesar Galvez. We're going to be right back on the Chuck Chancy Gold pregame show with starting lineups and first pitch from Excite Ballpark in San Jose. First game of a six-game series against the Giants on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network. Hey there, cool cats. Chuck Chancy Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 Shake, Rattle, and Win Mustang and Cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chuck Chancy soon. Must be 21 or older to play.
Now making its debut at Chuck Chancy Park, the $3 value menu. In 2025, ballpark favorites are only $3. Get hot dogs, popcorn, pretzels, nachos, chips, soda, and ice cream sandwiches for just $3 each, all season long. Plus, you can snag a 12-ounce canned beer for only $5. With tickets already starting at just $8, there is truly no better value than Grizzlies baseball in 2025. We'll see you at Chuck Chancy Park.
Education Day here in San Jose, so the 11 a.m. start time between the Fresno Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants will initiate this six-game series between two teams that have hovered around 500, the Giants dropping the road trip down at Rancho with a loss on Sunday. They had a chance for the series split on the road. The Grizzlies did get their series split. But it took a Tommy Hotvee two-run homer in the bottom of the eighth inning for Fresno to knock off Lake Elsinore after The Grizzlies had won the first two games of that series. So Fresno trying to get off to a good start today. And I already told you the pitching matchup. Ismael Luciano for the Grizzlies and Hunter Dryden for the Giants. Let's get you the rest of the starting lineups. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. Yaker Reyes is the center fielder leading off for Fresno today. The Grizzlies come in at 7-8 overall. Kelvin Hidalgo, the California League Player of the Week, is at shortstop. He will bat second. Tommy Hotvey is in left field. He will bat third. Switch hitter is really hot right now. He had a good series this last week as well. Blake Wright will be the cleanup hitter at third base. Felix Tena in right field will bat fifth. Francisco Garcia makes the start at first base, hitting sixth. Nolan Clifford, the second baseman, will bat seventh. Juan Castillo is the catcher, hitting eighth. And Jacob Hinderleiter will make his first professional start from Hawaii. The Clemson product, undrafted free agent, signed in late November, joined the Rockies in spring training. And he will make his pro debut as the designated hitter, batting ninth. Ismael Luciano on the mound for the Grizzlies today. Of course, first-year manager Cesar Galvez leading the way for Fresno. And the Grizzlies come into the day 5 games back of first-place Modesto. San Jose is 4 games back. They are 8-7 overall. Their manager, Edwin Villegas, continues to lead the Giants, has for the last couple of years. He starts off with Carlos Gutierrez in right field. Dakota Jordan was a high draft pick for the San Francisco Giants. He will play center field. He has been swinging it well. Jacob Christian, the first baseman, hits third. Told you he hit .400 with a couple of homers down at Rancho Cucamonga last week. Drew Kavanaugh is having one of his best professional seasons. The DH will bat cleanup. Lisbel Diaz is the left fielder, batting fifth. Giancarlo Cio is the second baseman, and he will bat sixth. Fernando Gonzalez will catch and hit seventh. Elian Rayo is the third baseman, batting eighth. And Jose Ramos is the shortstop, batting ninth. Starting pitcher for the Giants today is Hunter Dryden. And the right-hander has been really tough in his first two professional starts at a Whitworth University. Dryden has been difficult on the opposition. 22 years old, making his professional debut this year. And he was added to the San Jose roster at the start of the playoffs last year, but did not appear for the Giants. But out of Division III Whitworth University, 4 years there, two-time all-conference selection. And so far, the professional is having just as hard of a time figuring him out as the Division III ball players did. Grizzlies today wearing their red tops, the gray road pants along with red socks. They'll wear their black caps with red bills that have the Growlifornia flag on them. And then the Giants wearing home whites with the orange SJ on the bill of their black caps. Beautiful day in San Jose. It is 66 degrees. And we are still a little ways away from first pitch. At Excite Ballpark in San Jose. The Grizzlies and the Giants getting things started. We'll take a break and wrap up the pregame show in just a little bit. 11 a.m. first pitch. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network. The 2025 Fresno Grizzlies season is underway, and the best way to get a behind-the-scenes look at the club is to go in the den with the Fresno Grizzlies every Monday afternoon at 4:30 on the KC24 CBS 47 Plus app. Exclusive interviews, first looks, and special highlights take you beyond the field. In the Den with the Fresno Grizzlies, a new episode drops every Monday, thanks to our friends at KC24 and CBS 47.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Come out to Fresno Grizzlies baseball. Come for a seat close to the action. Come for Parker living their best life. Come with your family, your friends, and your friends who feel like family. Come for the food. Come for the food trucks. Come for the player autographs and high fives. Come for the fireworks. Come for the fun. Stay for the baseball. Only in minor league baseball.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chuck Chansey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks, both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss. So get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Series opener between the Fresno Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Thanks for joining us on the Chuck Chansey Gold pregame show, where you can come on up to Chuck Chansey Gold and join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops. For a day or an extended getaway, Chuck Chansey promises an unforgettable experience. Tons of news on Monday for the Grizzlies, in addition to Kelvin Hidalgo being named the California League Player of the Week. Grizzlies also had some bittersweet news. Austin Becker, who had been fantastic in the Fresno bullpen, was called up to High A Spokane on Monday after 5 scoreless outings with the Grizzlies. He struck out 14 batters in 7 2/3, but the Grizzlies did get a couple of guys back. Luke Thalen, a right-hander who was taken with the 15th round draft pick in 2024 out of Western Michigan, will replace Becker in the bullpen. And then Jacob Hinderleiter will be the DH today. He was a college teammate of Grizzlies third baseman Blake Wright at Clemson, signed with the Colorado Rockies as an undrafted free agent. And so that is the roster that Fresno, roster moves that Fresno ends up getting to make. Colorado Rockies announced both of those this morning. And Fresno hitting much better during the homestand as the Grizzlies jumped up the team batting average quite a bit while they were at home at Chukchansey Park. And they will look to continue that, still hitting just 202, and they're going to face a team that has pitched really well this year. San Jose Giants have a team ERA of 3.19, which is second only to the Stockton Ports, who the Grizzlies know all about from the first three-game series of the season. But Fresno has played really good defense, and hoping that that continues to travel well here in San Jose against a Giants team that has on occasion struggled a little bit. And there were a lot of errors in the series at Rancho Cucamonga last week, and San Jose and Rancho Cucamonga, two teams with the most errors in the California League. San Jose, seventh of the eight teams with 24, and fielding percentage of 956. So pitching has been there for San Jose, but the defense hasn't always backed them, and that will be something to watch throughout this series. And how much can Fresno put pressure on the Giants? The Grizzlies have been running higher than any other team in the California League. Fresno tied, no, excuse me, they are now ahead in the California League as a team with 39 stolen bases. Of course, Kelvin Hidalgo has 12 of those, but Yiker Reyes, Blake Wright, Tommy Hotvey all have run well through the early part of this year. And you look at just the averages for Fresno, and when they're on base, they can manufacture runs because they will get into scoring position. They are without Roynier Hernandez, but he is with the team. He is not on the injured list and could see him back in this series at some point. A scary play on Sunday when he was covering the first base bag. Saw a few of those plays throughout baseball this past weekend where guys were covering the second base bag and maybe just got there late and ended up colliding with the base runner. And Hernandez was the second baseman trying to find the bag and ended up being okay. I think the Grizzlies were happy that they avoided serious injury. Well, the Giants are taking the field, so we will take our last break. That does it for the Chukchansey Gold pregame show. When we come back, we'll have first pitch from Excite Ballpark in the first game of this six-game series between the Fresno Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning judgy glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't pollute, just recycle. It's easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using a certified collection center or the City of Fresno's curbside collection program to recycle your used motor oil and oil filters. Call the City of Fresno at 621-1452 to request free program containers. Pour used uncontaminated oil in the containers. Place used oil filters into the program plastic bag and place next to your blue cart on collection day. It's that simple. Go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. For information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
Affordable Family Fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. It happens here.
A beautiful day for baseball in San Jose from Excite Ballpark. It's the first game of a six-game series between the Fresno Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants. Hello once again, and thanks for spending part of your Tuesday morning with us in San Jose. I'm Tim Slack. Hunter Dryden and the San Jose Giants are on the mound. Dryden making his third professional start. He's allowed 8 hits in 8 innings, but no record. And a 1.13 ERA, just 2 walks and a hit batter. He has not allowed much traffic, therefore he has surrendered just 1 run. He'll face a Grizzlies lineup that is starting to feel better, but without their leading hitter in the starting lineup. So we'll give it to you one more time. Cesar Galvez, the first-year manager, will stack up Yiker Reyes, Kelvin Hidalgo, and Tommy Hopvey. At the top of the order, then Blake Wright, Felix Tena, Francisco Garcia, Nolan Clifford, Juan Castillo, and the professional debut of Jacob Hinderleiter. Beautiful day in San Jose, 66 degrees. The wind blowing from left to right field, flags that display numerous California League championships. Adorning the poles from left center to right center. And then a fairly new video board, I think, out in right center since the last time I was here with the Excite logo labeled up above it. Yiker Reyes is going to stand in to get us started against Dryden. Grizzlies is a team hitting 202, but when they're on, they're good. 39 stolen bases as Reyes hitting 184 on the season. Will stand in, and the first pitch is bounced to the first base side. Right behind the bag, Jacob Christian has it. And that is how we start. 11:04, the first pitch. And it just took one pitch to retire Reyes. Let's get you the defense for the Giants. It'll be Lisbel Diaz in left, Dakota Jordan in center, and the right fielder, Carlos Gutierrez. Rayo, Ramos, Cio, and Christian across the infield, third to first, and Gonzalez behind the plate. Here's Kelvin Hidalgo. Takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Hidalgo up to 241 after 10 hits in 6 games against the Storm last week. Dryden's first pitch, 94, and he winds and deals. Hidalgo showing bunt. It's another 94-mile-an-hour fastball up above his head for ball one. The umpires today, Patrick McMorris is behind the plate, and Frankie Gonzalez is at first. This is the same crew the Grizzlies had down in Inland Empire for their first road trip. 94-mile-an-hour fastball outside again from Dryden for ball two, 2-1. One away in the top of the first. Fresno will have a 12-game road trip. talked about quite a bit. 2-1 pitch is high and tight, but Hidalgo swings through it up around his shoulders, 2-2. And you get the feeling that Grizzlies are excited to get on the road and take on a Northern Division opponent, try and make up some ground up top. The 2-2 is a fastball that pops in and out of the glove of the catcher, Gonzalez. And the count runs full, 3-2. Dryden from Whitworth University, Division III school up in Spokane, Washington. Payoff pitch to Hidalgo is fought off foul. And Dryden sitting right at 94 miles an hour with the fastball. Thrown a handful of them to Hidalgo already in this at-bat. And he's sticking with it to Hidalgo to start this game with one out, nobody on. Dryden winds and deals, payoff pitch, and he gets Hidalgo to chase up out of the zone for strike three. So Hunter Dryden with two strikeouts, primarily fastballs to Hidalgo there. And there's two outs and nobody on for Tommy Hotvey, the switch hitter, who will dig in from the left side. He was Sunday's hero for the Grizzlies, and he actually had two game-winning hits out of the Fresno three-game series. First pitch misses outside, ball one. One oh pitch to Hotvey is down in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Hotvey, two homers on the season thus far, and they both come from the right side, but he started to swing for some power from the left side last week. 2-0 pitch. Fastball does catch the outside corner. It's 2-1. Outfield deep for Hotvey, but the center fielder Jordan shaded towards left center as Hotvey fouls off an outside fastball. And the count evens up at two balls and two strikes. The right fielder Gutierrez, pretty shallow out there. 320 feet down the left field line. The 2-2 pitch to Hotvey is just outside. Gonzalez could not squeeze it. Hotvey up to 300. He had a real good series as well. Raised his average up 18 points over the final couple of games. Payoff pitch to Hotvey. Dryden winds and deals, and it's grounded up the middle. The second baseman, Seo, moving to his right, snags it, throws on to first, and sets down Hotvey to end the inning. Grizzlies go in order in the top of the first. We played a half inning, Fresno 0, San Jose, coming up on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grizzly fans, get ready for an exciting season at Chick Chansey Park. Every Thursday home game will feature a brand new one-versus-one food truck battle thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Local food trucks will compete head-to-head with creative themes, and the best part is, it's up to you to decide who wins. Try each dish and vote for your fan favorite. And with the introduction of Thursday Ballpark Pass, you can get into each Thursday home game for just $49.
Hey there, cool cats. Chick Chansey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 Shake, Rattle, and Win Mustang and Cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chick Chansey soon. Must be 21 or older to play. Bottom of the first in San Jose after Hunter Dryden set down the Fresno Grizzlies in order. Ismael Luciano will take to the hill. The right-hander 1-1 on the season with a 3.86 ERA. 6 foot, 170 pounds from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. And Luciano's two different outings. The thing that Ismael has done the best is eat up some innings for the Grizzlies. Already 14 innings pitched this year. And his starts, so this is fourth start of the season. Really good start against Stockton, and then a very good start against Lake Elsinore as Carlos Gutierrez stands in and takes strike one. 92 miles an hour from Luciano to get it started. It'll be Gutierrez, Jordan, and Christian for the Giants in the bottom of the first. Bounce up the middle off the glove of Luciano. Nolan Clifford fields and throws out Gutierrez for the first out in the first. Rest of the defense behind Luciano today. Hopvey in left, Reyes in center, Tena in right. Blake Wright at third, Hidalgo at short. Clifford gets the start at second. And then Francisco Garcia is at first, Juan Castillo behind the plate. Now Dakota Jordan will come to the plate for the Giants. Right-hand hitter swings and misses. He's hitting 294. Jordan, power and speed combination. Three stolen bases already this season. Second on the team with 11 RBIs. He chases a curveball in the dirt from Luciano. And it's quickly 0-2. Grizzlies defense brought to you by Save Mart. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball down low, and Jordan able to lay off the curveball just above his shoe tops. One ball, two strikes. Luciano winds and deals. 1-2 pitch. Cut on and miss. Fastball at 92. Got by Dakota Jordan for the second out of the first inning. And there's nobody on in front of the Giants' hottest hitter, Jacob Christian. Hitting 291 on the season. Four homers, 20 RBI. And he had pretty much half of that last week at Rancho. A couple of homers and 10 RBI. First pitch from Luciano is a fastball sinker fouled off. And it's 0-1. Christian drafted last year by the Giants out of the University of San Diego, where he played primarily outfield. But his first two collegiate years were at Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego. Fastball runs inside. Oh, there's a changeup that slipped out of the hand of Luciano. One ball, one strike. But Christian played 2 years for the Sea Lions, a Division II school. He chases a sinker up above the letters. And Luciano had 1-2. And he's actually Point Loma's single-season home run holder. 28 homers in a season for the right-hand hitter. Breaking ball, bounce, foul. If you've ever heard of that school, it's the one that the baseball field overlooks the ocean. 1-2 pitch. And Christian skies this one into center field. Yaker Reyes moving to his right. Will camp underneath, make the catch. And it is a clean 1-2-3 inning for Luciano to match Dryden in the first. Both pitchers get a strikeout. Neither team gets a base runner. And we've completed one at Excite Ballpark, where the Grizzlies and Giants are starting a six-game series on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chuck Chansey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
No score on Education Day, hence the 11 o'clock start between the Fresno Grizzlies and San Jose Giants at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Blake Wright, Felix Tena, and Francisco Garcia due up against Hunter Dryden after neither team could put a base runner on. Wright, hitting 260, has assumed the cleanup spot for the Grizzlies. Really talented infielder out of Clemson. First pitch from Dryden is a fastball skied into right field. It's going to tail towards Gutierrez, who takes a couple of steps in to make the catch and retire Wright. Might have broken the bat of Blake Wright, got it off the end of the bat. And didn't hear the normal thump. It sounded like it splintered a little bit. So one out. And nobody on in front of Felix Tena. Stands in 7 for 42 to start the year and watches a pitch down low, ball one. But Tena's four RBI have all seemed to be clutch. Two-run hit at the end of the series against Lake Elsinore. And he takes high. They will appeal to first. Frankie Gonzalez said Tena did not swing at the 93-mile-an-hour fastball. So it's two balls, no strikes. Dryden winds and deals, and that one sails a bit high as well. So Tena fully in the driver's seat at 3-0. Of course, Felix had the walk-off sacrifice fly on opening night against Stockton back in Fresno. 3-0 pitch taken all the way, and watches Dryden pump in a fastball down the middle at 92. 3-1 to Tena, one out in the top of the second. Dryden winds and deals, 3-1 pitch, fastball by him. Up above the belt, the count runs full, 3-2. Dryden has blonde curly hair flowing out of the back of his cap. Locked in the early going, 3-2 pitch, fouled off. Another fastball to Tena. And Dryden has stayed primarily with the fastball in the early going against the Grizzlies hitters, saying, let's see what you guys can hit. Payoff pitch to Tena. Grounded up the middle. Second baseman Seo behind the bag. Fields throws, and it's low, but dug out by Jacob Christian. A nice backhand pick by the first baseman. Smooth play by Seo, and there are two away in the Grizzlies' second inning. For Francisco Garcia. Garcia hitting 146. Grizzlies just 202 coming into the game, and that has been a big part of the problem, but they raised it quite a bit at the end of the series against Lake Elsinore as Garcia takes a fastball high, one ball, no strikes. The offense seemed to figure out the storm by the end of the series. 1-0 pitch. Garcia fouls off another fastball and turns it out of Excite Ballpark towards the street. One ball, one strike. Pretty good crowd on hand for this 11 o'clock start. Education Day. Breaking ball from Dryden there. Hadn't seen many of those. That was 81, and Garcia just fights it back. 1-2. Two outs, top of the second. Nobody on base. Dryden retired the first five hitters he has faced. 1-2 pitch. Curveball tapped towards third. Right behind the bag at third base. Picked up by Rail, who throws across the diamond to get Garcia. And in the inning, Grizzlies go in order again. A flyout, two groundouts induced by Hunter Dryden. And as we head to the bottom of the second inning, there is no score at Excite Ballpark. on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chancey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town, featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley, presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable, only in downtown Fresno.
Bottom of the second in San Jose. First game of six against the Giants for Fresno. No score yet. No base runners yet. As Ismael Luciano retired the Giants in order to start the first. Now it's Drew Kavanaugh, Lisbel Diaz, and Giancarlos Cio. Middle third of the Giants order. And Drew Kavanaugh, the DH today, will lead things off. Left-hand hitter who has really started to put it together here this year for San Jose, hitting .293. He's got four home runs. He only had two all of last year in 38 games with the Giants. And first pitch strike. They appeal to Frankie Gonzalez at first. I always feel bad for a hitter when they appeal to the base umpire behind him and they get rung up. But Kavanaugh not protesting, so I think he knew he went. Another sinker from Luciano. This one off the plate, taken for a ball. One ball, one strike. But Kavanaugh in just 11 games this year already has four homers. And a left-hand hitter backing up a couple of really special hitters for the Giants. He stings this one on the ground to second. Clifford to his right, backhands it and throws to first to retire Kavanaugh. And an early out for Ismael Luciano. One out, and Lisbel Diaz will come to the plate. First pitch from Luciano, bends in for strike one with the curveball. Diaz hitting .241. He has good speed and is the leading base stealer for the Giants when he does get on. Bends out of the way of another breaking ball. One pitch. Fastball runs high and tight. Two balls and a strike. Beautiful day in San Jose. Blue skies. Scattered clouds a bit in the distance. 2-1 pitch. Is bounce high to third, right at Blake Wright. Fields loads up, throws, and retires Diaz for the second out. So early contact induced by both pitchers. And Luciano getting some contact right at his infielders to start this game. I feel like we didn't see a ton of that last week, or even on the road at Inland Empire. Giancarlos Cio, left-hand hitter, stands in, takes a strike. The second baseman has had some action when he's been in the field. Cio hitting .211 for the Giants this year. This is 12th game. He watches a fastball outside from Luciano. One ball, one strike. Luciano with plenty of sink on his fastball, and he is putting it to good use early on. Two outs, nobody on. And this ball is bounced up the middle. Long play for Hidalgo, who's not going to get there. And that one bounces into center and does get through. A two-out knock for Giancarlos Cio. He's talking about all that contact right at guys, and Cio found the spot right over the top of Luciano that somebody wasn't for the Grizzlies. Hidalgo shaded a little bit more towards the third base side, and then Clifford was playing for Cio to pull. So Fernando Gonzalez, the catcher, will hit with the first base runner of the game on, and he turns one foul deep into left field and way over the picnic area down the left field line. It's only 320 down the left field line, but that ball was 50, 60 feet to the left of the foul pole. 0-1 to Gonzalez. Breaking ball in the dirt. Castillo smothers it. Cio stays put. Cio 2-for-2 in stolen base attempts. And San Jose has run a fair amount. And they have run effectively 28 stolen bases on the year. 1-1. To Gonzalez. Luciano kicks and deals, and this is grounded through the right side into right field. Cio stops around second as Tena's throw comes into Clifford. Clifford this time was playing much more up the middle, and the Giants now just hitting it where the Grizzlies are not. Back-to-back singles that have found their way through with two outs in the second. Another sinker, and the Giants aren't over-swinging. They are just putting the bat on the ball, and they have two runners on base with two outs in the bottom of the second. Elian Reo will be the hitter. Luciano's first pitch is a curveball that gets a big swing and a miss, diving away from Luciano. It's 0-1. Cio, the runner at second, singled up the middle with two outs, and then Gonzalez followed him with a single into right field. 0-1 pitch. Another curveball off the plate away to Rayo. Rayo. And it's one ball and one strike. Big jump at second by Cio, and Luciano steps off and chases him back towards the base. Grizzlies got a pickoff on Saturday on a play like that. Fastball down and away. Two balls and a strike. It was Sunday when Tyler Hampu picked off B.Y. Choi, who was dancing off the second base bag. 2-1 to Ryo. Luciano delivers, and this is skied into right field, sending Tena back, but Tena backpedaling in front of the warning track, 5 feet short of the track, reaches up to make the catch and end the inning. A couple of two-out knocks for San Jose, but Luciano gets out of it. No runs, just the two hits, two left on for the Giants. Through two innings, there's still no score between San Jose and Fresno on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chancey Park. Presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks. Both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss. So get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. Express Furniture Rental, your one-stop shop. Check them out online at efrental.com. 7-8-9 for Fresno, due up in the top of the third inning. San Jose's Hunter Dryden at home and settled in, retiring the first six he has faced. Nolan Clifford to lead things off. Left-hand hitter takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball, they say on the board, it was just 89. Dryden's been up to 94 today. 0-1 pitch. Clifford taking. That's in for a strike. Changeup taken to put Clifford down 0-2. Clifford from San Ramon. So family not too far away. He's hit 192 to start the year. And he takes in the dirt. Two balls in, two strikes. They jump ahead, one ball, two strikes. Dryden winds and deals. Next offering, fastball inside. I knew it was coming, 2-2. No score yet between San Jose and Fresno. Dryden's 2-2 on the way to Clifford. And it's sent foul down the left field line. Out of play. Clifford primarily has played shortstop when he's been in the lineup, but getting an opportunity at second base today. 2-2 pitch, and he rakes it over the head of Christian, who leaps up but couldn't grab it. As it goes into right field, Nolan Clifford, a really good at bat. He got down two strikes early and finds a way on. So the leadoff batter aboard. And Juan Castillo coming to the plate. Castillo hitting 207. First pitch, they'll throw over, and they got him. Clifford was leaning the wrong way, and Frankie Gonzalez punches him out. Clifford says he got back in safely and is still a little bit confused by it, but it is a pickoff, immediately erasing the base hit. Grizzlies' first base coach today is Kevin Fitzer. And Cesar Galvez over at third, the manager in his normal spot. First pitch to Castillo is up high, ball one. Fastball missed from Dryden. He goes back into the line and misses up again. Two balls and no strikes to Castillo. One away. All of a sudden, after the leadoff hit by Clifford, fastball catches the inner half for a strike. 2-1. Dryden winds and deals. 2-1 pitch, and Castillo leans out and can't connect on a fastball away. 2-2. Dryden winds, 2-2 pitch. Fastball off the plate. That was up to 95 from Hunter Dryden. It's been right about four innings in each of his first two starts. He was keeping the pitch count down early. Payoff pitch to Castillo is fouled off. 94-mile-an-hour fastball again. Dryden efficient through the first two innings, was just about it. I think he was under 30 pitches through those first two. The payoff pitch to Castillo is outside. at 95, maybe a little bit low. And so one out walk to Juan Castillo in front of the professional debut of Jacob Hinderleiter. Born in Hawaii, went to Davidson for 4 years, and then played one season at Clemson, and was working out at Clemson when he ended up getting signed by the Rockies. Pitch misses down low from Dryden, 1-0. Hinderleiter, 6'1", 210 pounds. His 24th birthday is coming up. After we get back from the road trip. 1-0 pitch. Fastball off the plate away. 2 balls, no strikes. So Hinderleiter DHing today. Castillo, the runner on first, one away in the top of the third. Scoreless ball game. 2-0 pitch. That's pumped in for strike one. 92 miles an hour. Again, Dryden has mostly stayed with the fastball. I've seen maybe a couple of changeups. Another throw over from Dryden, and Jacob Christian just smothers it to prevent it from getting away. Castillo does have a stolen base. Got one on Sunday. Pitch to Hinderleiter, fought off foul. 93 over the right side and out of play. 2 balls in, 2 strikes. Castillo not much of a lead at first. The 2-2 pitch. Hinderleiter fights it straight back. Another fastball. Shane Dryden has thrown a couple of changeups. I think just the one curve. Mostly fastballs, and they've had him on the scoreboard anywhere from 89 to 95 with that fastball today. 2-2 pitch. Chase is there. Got him with the slider. And Dryden finally saved that for Jacob Hinderleiter on the 2-strike pitch. Second strikeout for Dryden today. And there's 2 outs in the third as the lineup turns over. Yaker Reyes will come to the plate. Grounded out to first. And now showing bunt with 2 outs and takes a fastball inside. Takes a changeup inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Gonzalez, a good arm behind the plate. So normally aggressive Grizzlies, maybe a bit more cautious. 1-0 pitch to Reyes. That's right over the heart of the plate with the changeup. 1-1. So Dryden got through the lineup, not showing much of his off-speed stuff one time. And that time, the fastball slips away and hits Reyes in the back, right on the number 3. And I was going to say, had really good command of the fastball the first time through the order. That one slipped, ran high and in, and Reyes aboard. 2 on, 2 out for the reigning California League Player of the Week in Kelvin Hidalgo. Struck out his first time, and that was mostly fastballs. That was what drew my attention to it, is Dryden really didn't go to any other pitch that entire at bat. Now first offering is a breaking ball, bounced foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. Now we're starting to see the secondary stuff. Dryden, who's just allowed 1 run through his first 10 2/3 professional innings. A 1 pitch. Hidalgo lays off of a slider that just didn't come back all the way. One ball, one strike. Juan Castillo on second after a one-out walk, and then Reyes with two outs was hit by a pitch. He's on first. 1-1 pitch to Hidalgo, and he chases a high fastball up above the letters. It's 1-2. Great day in San Jose to start this series. Already running up into the 80s in Fresno this week, and it's nice and cool here in San Jose, just about 66 degrees, a slight breeze. 1-2 pitch to Hidalgo. Dryden misses off the plate away. Another slider. Two balls and two strikes. I don't think Dryden showcased the slider at all the first time through the order. He's already thrown a couple of them to Hidalgo. The 2-2 pitch. Hidalgo chases a high fastball at 94 and can't connect. Third strikeout of the game for Dryden, second in the inning, and the Grizzlies leave two stranded. No runs, one hit, and the two left on for Fresno in the top of the third. At the bottom of the inning, still no score between the Grizzlies and Giants on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Affordable family fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Did you know that a single gallon of used motor oil can pollute 1 million gallons of fresh drinking water? If you change your own oil, do your part to reduce oil pollution by recycling. Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Just take them to a certified collection center or use the City of Fresno's curbside collection program. Call 621-1452 to request free program containers. Get more information at fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. That's 621-1111. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. It happens here.
Bottom of the third at Excite Ballpark, where the visitors, the Fresno Grizzlies, put a couple of guys on in the third. Couldn't get anything going. The home team put a couple of guys on against Ismael Luciano in the bottom of the second with two outs, though. A couple of hits on ground balls up the middle. Got a pitch clock violation to start the at-bat on Luciano. And it is one ball, no strikes to Jose Ramos before he sees the pitch. Ramos hitting 188 on the year. Shortstop in the ninth spot, followed by the top of the order for the Giants in the third as Luciano gets the sinker over to even up the count. 1-1, even though it's the first pitch of the inning. For Ismael Luciano, 1-1, cut on and missed at a changeup that was in tight. 1-2. That really makes it hard nowadays with the pitch clock violations, because if you feel like you miss a pitch, as Ramos takes the timeout, right as Luciano is starting to go into his wind, it can play tricks with you, and so you really have to pay attention to the home plate umpire. Breaking ball doesn't quite come down. Luciano tried the curveball on the inner part of the plate, and it just hung high. Two balls, two strikes to Jose Ramos. Luciano's pitch is another breaking ball that hangs high and tight. Tried the same idea and couldn't get it where he wanted it. Plus the pitch clock violation. So now it's a 3-2 pitch to Ramos, and he hammers one into left center field. Hotvey and Reyes converging in the gap, and it's Hotvey who goes in front of Reyes to make the catch. Reyes cruising past his fellow outfielder, put his hands up to say that was his all the way. Back to the top of the lineup as Carlos Gutierrez will come to the plate. He grounded a ball off of the glove of Luciano that Nolan Clifford made the play on for the first out in the first. Luciano's first pitch is lifted foul right in the area of some of my favorite ballpark food in the country. Turkey Mike's Barbecue. Could smell it all morning. 0-1. Pitches on the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. I will absolutely be telling you about it later this week. 0-2 pitch is tapped foul. Oddly enough, I didn't feel like it for breakfast this morning. But this historic ballpark in San Jose, been around for a long time. Giants have been affiliated with the San Francisco Giants for a long time. 0-2 pitch up and away from Luciano. 1-2. And one of the cool things about this place is Luciano rocks and fires the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball fought back. Count stays the same to Gutierrez. 1-2. Before the San Francisco Giants won their world titles, the San Jose Giants were winning Cal League titles with a lot of those same players. 1-2 pitch is slapped into left field. Hotvee coming on. He's going to hold up and watch it fall down for a base hit. Carlos Gutierrez slaps a one out base hit out into left field. And there's a runner on in front of the thump in this San Jose Giants lineup with Dakota Jordan coming to the plate. But the unique thing about this rivalry is right about that time that the Fresno Grizzlies were the AAA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. Dakota Jordan struck out his first time. Watches a fastball at 92 on the outer half for a called strike. It's 0-1. So these two teams, now rivals, share a lot of history when it comes to guys who came through. The 0-1 is a fastball upstairs, 1-1. Gutierrez leads off first, one away here in the bottom of the third. There he goes, pitches a breaking ball, called strike. Castillo's throw is good, but the tag is late, and Nolan Clifford kicked his head up. Cesar Galvez immediately out of the dugout to talk to Frankie Gonzalez. And Galvez is trying to understand because Clifford was picked off at first. Grizzlies did not feel that the tag was there in time. And this time, Grizzlies thought they had Juan Castillo. Or Juan Castillo had caught Carlos Gutierrez, and so Fresno early in this game feels like the Giants have caught two breaks. So the runner on second, one out. The pitch was called a strike, so it's 1-2 to Jordan. Runner on second. Luciano's pitch is lifted into right field. This is trouble into the corner and just foul by less than a couple of feet. Dakota Jordan almost put San Jose in front. And that would have really stung in the Fresno dugout. A two-strike pitch after they felt like they caught the runner at second. Instead, it's just a foul ball. So 1-2 to Dakota Jordan. One out, and Carlos Gutierrez still at second. Luciano's 1-2 pitch is grounded up the middle and into center field. They're going to wave around Gutierrez. Reyes up with the throw, and it's offline. In to score is Gutierrez. Jordan to second, and it does sting. The Giants are on the board. 1-0 in the bottom of the third.
Now batting, first baseman, number 5, Jason Christian.
There were a couple of plays in the series down at Inland that Fresno just felt like they had to shrug their shoulders, but Cesar Galvez had gone out and asked for conferences. There's not much you can do on that one, and then Dakota Jordan makes some pay. Now Jacob Christian swinging at the first pitch, bounces it to third. Blake Wright got a tough hop, and now Dakota Jordan got a jump, and he will take third. They're going to rule that a hit for Jacob Christian, as that ball had all sorts of funky spin on it and got away from Blake Wright. And then Dakota Jordan with the heads-up play to see that he could get to third. It just spun away off of the glove of Wright. And Jordan saw his window and took it. So it's first and third. And now Drew Kavanaugh will come to the plate. Fastball off the plate inside. One ball, no strikes. So that Christian play actually has now been ruled an error on Blake Wright. First of the game on the Grizzlies. Kavanaugh bounces it to first. Garcia Fields throws the second for one. Hidalgo's return throw is not going to be in time, but Jordan does not go. And so the Grizzlies get the out. Kavanaugh aboard on the fielder's choice. And there's two outs for Lisbel Diaz. Fresno really feeling like Ismael Luciano should be out of this inning by now. Both self-inflicted and things out of their control. Lisbel Diaz grounded out to Blake Wright his last time up. He'll come to the plate. With runners on the corners, two outs, a run already in. Grounds it up the middle and through into center field. It's 2-0 San Jose as Dakota Jordan comes in to score. An RBI knock for Diaz. And again, all this feels like too much or stuff that shouldn't have happened for Fresno. They thought they had Carlos Gutierrez caught stealing. Then the error that put Jacob Christian aboard, he was out on the fielder's choice. But RBI hits from San Jose and made this 2-0. First pitch is a strike to Giancarlos Cio. He singled up the middle. First hit of the game for San Jose last inning. It was a two-out base hit. Now two outs and two on in the third. The Giants have already scored twice. 0-1 floats too high from Luciano on the curveball. One pitch. Breaking ball. Doesn't get the call outside. Two balls and a strike to Cio. So he started when Ramos flew out to left. Then Gutierrez singled in front of Hotvey. This is flared into left. It's going to fall down in front of Hotvey. Into score comes Kavanaugh over to third. Goes Diaz, and it is a three-run inning for the San Jose Giants. Nothing hit extremely hard. In fact, most pitches haven't been squared up in this inning by San Jose. A lot of cue shots and spinning ground balls, but it's all working right now for the Giants. So Cio, the RBI single, his second hit. And Fernando Gonzalez comes to the plate. Three runs across and runners on the corners with two outs in the third. Luciano's first pitch. Does not get the call. Ball one. Sinker off the plate inside, 1-0. Gonzalez singled through the right side his last time up. Runner goes, and Gonzalez fights it back over the press box out of play. One ball, one strike. The stolen base feels like the biggest play in the inning. The Grizzlies would have been out of it as pitch fouled off again by Gonzalez, and it's 1-2. But the error also looms large, because if the Grizzlies just get one there, then instead of Kavanaugh reaching on the fielder's choice, Francisco Garcia just steps on the bag at first, and it's a one-run inning. Instead, the Giants have scored three in this inning. 1-2 to Gonzalez. Luciano deals. Runner goes. Pitches outside. Castillo's going to throw to third behind the runner and back in safely is the runner at third, Lizbel Diaz. But Cio will steal second. And it's second and third with two outs for Gonzalez. That's two pitch. Lifted on the left side. It will curl up against the netting just on the other side of the netting. Out of the reach of Blake Wright. For Cio, that was his third stolen base of the year. And this has become more difficult because Ismael Luciano, who was doing well through the first two innings, now has his pitch count skyrocketing up towards 60. 2-2 pitch. Sails high. Just not been able to get the off-speed stuff down. And the count is full to Fernando Gonzalez. Eighth hitter of the inning for the Giants. Payoff pitch ripped to the back. Castillo will chase it, and the wild pitch will score another run for San Jose. It was ball four to Gonzalez. And it is 4-0 San Jose. Luciano just had that one slip out of his hands, and now Grizzlies pitching coach Jerry Sullivan is popping up. Just an extraordinary long inning for Luciano. And a couple of things outside of his control. And just one of those innings that goes the wrong direction. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Elian Rayo will step to the plate. Ninth batter of the inning for the Giants. And the first pitch from Luciano gets away as well. Another wild pitch makes it a five-run inning. Back-to-back wild pitches. Have now added to the self-inflicted problems for the Grizzlies here in the third. A five-run inning. 1-0 to Rayo. Fought off foul. Sinker darting down and in that Rayo sends over the batting cages down the right field line. That's 1-1. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Luciano is having a hard time locating that curveball earlier in the inning. But the chase pitch, probably the best one of the outing for Luciano. And he has worked around four innings in each of his first three starts, but this has been killer. 1-2, grounded towards third. Right charging, gets a good hop this time, gloves it, and throws on to first to end the inning. San Jose gets five runs. They do it on the strength of four hits, the error by the Grizzlies, and one left on. After three complete at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, it is 5-0 San Jose on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
One of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports is right here at Chukchansey Park. Single game tickets start at only $8. You can skip the lines and buy online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. From the Kodiak Club to right behind home plate, your favorite seat is just a click away. Don't forget to check out FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers for great deals. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Well, a disastrous third inning for Fresno, and now Hunter Dryden is staked to a five-run lead as the San Jose Giants starting pitcher heads back to the mound. The 3-4-5 hitters in the Grizzlies lineup do up Tommy Hotvee, Blake Wright, and Felix Tena. All to face Dryden, who has allowed just three base runners in the first three innings. One hit, one walk, and a hit batter. So that long third inning for San Jose, Ismael Luciano had to throw 35 pitches as Hotvee watches a first pitch fastball down low, ball one. Hotvee grounded out to second. His first time up is 0-for-1, switch hitter bats from the left side. Dryden's 1-0 pitch. Runs outside, two balls, no strikes. Only one of those runs were earned in that fifth inning for San Jose. Four unearned runs against Ismael Luciano. 2-0 pitch, Hotvee taken all the way, and it's a fastball on the inner part of the plate for a called strike. 2-1. 2-1 pitch. Settles in at the belt. Hotvee leaning over the plate and raises his arms on both of those fastballs, but pretty good pitches. 2-2. Dryden's pitch is cued off the end of the bat towards third. Charging in is Ryo, and he fields and throws in time to get Hotvee for the first down. But the Grizzlies were frustrated from the beginning of that inning with one out when Carlos Gutierrez stole second. And they thought Juan Castillo threw him out. Cesar Galvez's appeal went to no avail. And then things really got out of hand. Blake Wright comes to the plate. Breaking ball misses inside. Dakota Jordan immediately cashed in Gutierrez. And then with Jordan on second base, a ball that was hit to Wright off the bat of Jacob Christian had a ton of funky spin. 1-0 popped up off the hands and will get out of play over the bleachers here at Excite Ballpark. And it was initially ruled a hit because I think with how much spin was on that ball, Wright was going to have a really tough time grabbing it. 1-1 pitch, turn foul up the third baseline. It's 1-2. Change to an error, and I think from a baseball standpoint, I think Ismael Luciano pitched a lot better than to have five earned runs hung up against him. That's not what goes into the scoring decision. Fastball up high. Two balls, two strikes to right. But that is at least a silver lining for Luciano, who's pitching really well. And just didn't see the results. Even the hits for San Jose were not hard hit balls. A lot off the end of the bat. 2-2 to right. Dryden delivers, and it's down and in. Ball three. Count runs full to Blake Wright, who flew out to right field his first time. Now trying to start a Fresno rally in the fourth. Payoff pitch. And he swings and sends it right back to the netting behind home plate. I will tell you, I'm a lot closer here in San Jose than I am at home. The equivalent of the middle of the lower bowl, maybe the top of the concourse in Fresno. That's where the press box is. It's a historic ballpark. Payoff pitch to right. And that fastball is fought on foul on the right field side out of play. And I say that because for the first time this year, the thought crossed my mind, am I going to have to make a play on a ball? I think the netting does a pretty good job, though, behind the plate. Payoff pitch from Dryden. And it's a fisted ground ball to short. Charging in is the shortstop. Ramos throws. It was up the line, and Jacob Christian, or down the line, rather, and Christian stretching out with his big 6'5 frame to get the out. And the San Jose Giants making the plays behind Hunter Dryden to start this game. Two outs, nobody on. And Felix Tena will come to the plate. He grounded out to second his first time up. Beautiful day, beautiful morning to start this series. But all of a sudden, things getting a little bit ugly for Fresno after that five-run third, and the offense down in the hole. First pitch strike to Tena. It's 0-1. Dryden winds and deals, and Tena stings it out into left field. It'll drop in front of Diaz for a base hit. Second hit of the game for the Grizzlies. It is a two-out knock for Felix Tena. Francisco Garcia will come to the plate. Garcia grounded out to third his first time. Two outs, one on. And Dryden misses away with a slider. One ball, no strikes. Grizzlies offense throughout the year has had some bursts. 1-0 pitch. Off the plate again. This time a curveball missed outside. Two balls, no strikes. But a lot of times those bursts have come in close ball games. Throw over to first. Tena back in safely. Dryden has a really abrupt and quick move. He's already picked one guy off today. 2-0 pitch. Garcia watches a fastball right at the belt for a strike. 2-1. Hubert Mejias up in the San Jose bullpen. A throw, and Tena just back in. Jacob Christian applied the tag and kind of popped up. And I think already the Grizzlies just aren't feeling great about those close plays, especially on pickoffs. 2-1 runs inside, three balls and a strike. They have not gone Fresno's way on either side. 3-1 to Garcia. Dryden, long pause, now delivers. And Garcia takes a big hack at a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, but can't connect. And it's full, 3-2. The two-out knock by Tenna. It's the second hit of the game for Fresno. Trying to put pressure on Dryden. They're not holding Tenna on first. He's going to get a good jump with the pitch, and Garcia swings and misses. 94 up around his shoulders to end the inning. Hunter Dryden with 4 strikeouts today has kept the Grizzlies off balance. To the bottom of the fourth, San Jose leading Fresno. It's 5-0 in San Jose on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards program. Save Mart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Five nothing, San Jose in the bottom of the fourth. Jose Ramos, Carlos Gutierrez, and Dakota Jordan, the part of the order that started that 5-run third inning for the Giants against Ismael Luciano, back out there after a 35-pitch third inning, and he deals strike one with a sinker on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Luciano now a curveball. That was a good pitch, but doesn't get the call. One ball, one strike. That's half of the outing for Luciano was that third inning. This is his 65th pitch, and it's raked into left field in front of Hotvy, well over the head of Hidalgo. And Ramos starts this inning with a single. He flew out to left his first time. And then it was Carlos Gutierrez that everything centered around. He singled, then stole second. Grizzlies objected. But it didn't matter, and then that opened up a big inning for San Jose. Only one of those runs were earned, though, as Gutierrez swinging at the first pitch, fights it off. 1-for-2 start to the day for the left-hand hitter. Luciano deals outside. One ball, one strike. The 5-run third inning, the difference in the game for San Jose. They put a ton of pressure on Luciano. Runner goes, and it's a huge jump as Luciano deals and misses high. The runner, Ramos, was halfway to second by the time Luciano picked up his leg. And it is a stolen base for Ramos. He gets a good lead off his second, and Luciano missing away. 3 balls and a strike. I think that's the first steal of the year for Ramos. 3-1 to Gutierrez. Now they're going to try and pick off at second base as Hidalgo jumped behind him, but Ramos read it well. Three and one to Gutierrez, leadoff hitter for the Giants, hitting with a runner on second in the bottom of the fourth. Luciano pauses from the belt, deals the 3-1. It's right to short, a line drive caught by Hidalgo, who dives back into the base at second and somewhat awkwardly laid there for a second. He's okay, and that allows everybody in the Grizzlies dugout to exhale. Ramos was back in safely. Fresno has led the California League in double plays turned for most of this year. They turned their 12th on Thursday night back at Chukchansey Park. They haven't turned a double play since as Dakota Jordan stands in with one out and one on and takes a fastball down and away. Jordan is 1-for-2 today, singled in a run back in the third. And then he later scored as part of that five-run inning. That was just last inning. 1-0 pitch. Luciano misses off the plate with a fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Working right around the middle of the thighs, but Luciano with the fastball has had trouble catching that outside corner. 2-0 pitch. Good jump again by Ramos, and Jordan fouls it off. He got a pitch to hit at the sinker tailing in on him. Couldn't quite barrel it up. And back to second goes Ramos, who's starting to get a beat on Luciano's rhythm. 2-1 to Dakota Jordan. Giant center fielder today. Another RBI situation, and he fouls another one off. Another sinker that Luciano's just getting inside with. Jordan shaking his head as he was looking for a pitch to rip. Wind slightly blown in coming out of center field. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, does not catch the inside corner. It says home plate umpire Patrick McMorris, and the count runs full 3-2. A lot of thump in this San Jose lineup between Jordan and the two guys behind him. Payoff pitch. Just ticked foul again. This time a fastball up and in. And it's still 3-2 to Dakota Jordan. The fourth round pick last year out of Mississippi State by the San Francisco Giants. 3-2 pitch, and he drives it high and deep into right field. Back goes Tenna. Tenna is at the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch, touches the wall, and Jose Ramos is going to get stuck at second. Right before that ball was caught by Tenna, Ramos jumped off the bag at second and started to take off, then realized that Tenna caught it, had to go back. And at that point, he was kind of stuck. Nice play by Tenna as Jordan hits it to the warning track, but not more. And now Jacob Christian reached on the air his last time up. He's 0-for-2. Luciano deals. Runner goes. Castillo's throw sails away. In to score comes Ramos as Castillo was trying to get around Jacob Christian. And that ball just floated out of the hand of Juan Castillo. The Giants get their sixth run of the game. 1-0 to Christian. Breaking ball doesn't get the call. That looked like a pretty good pitch. That curveball has just not drawn a lot of called strikes for Luciano today. 2-0 pitch. Fastball up and away, 3-0. So both Christian and Drew Kavanaugh, the guy lurking on deck, are tied for the California League lead in homers with 4. They have plenty of power And he hammers this one. Christian into the left field corner. Hotvey chasing it, looking. It's off of the wall in left field. Christian running to second. The throw from Hotvey is just late. And it's a two-out knock for Jacob Christian that's going to make that run earned anyways against Luciano. But no RBI for the powerful first baseman for San Jose. And now Cesar Galvez will come out. Luciano up over 80 pitches. And that might be the end of his outing. It is. Galvez will take the ball. New pitcher for the Grizzlies. We'll tell you about him when we come back. It is 6-0 San Jose Giants. Knock out Luciano in the fourth. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using the City of Fresno's curbside collection program or by taking your used motor oil and oil filters to one of the many certified collection centers located throughout the City of Fresno. Certified collection centers will only accept uncontaminated used motor oil. To locate a certified collection center near you, go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
What better way to enjoy a Fresno Grizzlies game than with all of your friends and family? Ticket packages are available for groups of 20 or more. Chill by the pool or enjoy a company outing at the Estrella Jalisco Cantina, which runs up to 1,000 people. Group tickets are perfect for birthdays, family get-togethers, or just having a good time. There's an option for groups of every size. Call 559-320-TIXS to secure your tickets now.
Education Day here in San Jose. That's the 11 a.m. start. But the Fresno Grizzlies have fallen behind the San Jose Giants 6-0, and they will make a pitching change. Everett Catlett, the big left-hander, will come in, 6'7", from Manassas, Virginia. An undrafted free agent out of Georgetown. 0-1 with an 8.38 ERA. He worked Easter Sunday. Gave up one earned run, but he did strike out three. Called on to face Drew Kavanaugh, left-hand hitter, and the first pitch gets away from Castillo. It'll be a wild pitch that gets Jacob Christian to third base. Leadoff hit by Jose Ramos. He stole second and third, and then an errant throw by Castillo got him home. Jacob Christian doubled with two outs, and he stands on third. It was his double that chased Ismael Luciano from the ballgame. Pitch to Kavanaugh down and away from Catlett. Two balls and no strikes. Catlett has swing and miss stuff. He will get you to chase. The 2-0 pitch tipped into the glove of Castillo, 2-1. But the Giants, mostly soft contact until the end of the outing. Dakota Jordan hit one to the wall in right center field that Felix Tena caught. 2-1 pitch Kavanaugh takes just off the plate inside. A sinker that misses, 3-1. Then Jacob Christian, perhaps the loudest hit of the day for the Giants, a double off the wall to left field. 3-1. Kavanaugh takes that, gets the corner. Good pitch by Everett Catlett. And the count is full, 3-2. Christian on third, two outs in the fourth. A run already across for the Giants in the inning. Payoff pitch to Kavanaugh, swing and a miss. And that is it. So Catlett does what he does best, and he gets a strikeout to strand the runner at third. Ismael Luciano's book is closed. And the Grizzlies get out of the fourth without any more than just the one run. Through four innings in San Jose, it is 6-0. The Grizzlies trail the Giants on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards program. Save Mart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
New pitcher for the San Jose Giants as we start the fifth inning will be Hubert Mejias, 24-year-old right-hander, was with the Giants all last season, made 26 appearances with a 4.7 ERA. And this year, Mejias, no record with a 7.71 ERA. This is his fourth appearance out of the bullpen this year. Nolan Clifford, Juan Castillo, and Jacob Hinderleiter, 7-8-9 in the Grizzlies lineup. Due up in the fifth. First pitch, fastball runs away, ball one. Clifford singled, but was then picked off by the starter, Hunter Dryden. Almost immediately, 1-0 pitch. Clifford takes 90-mile-an-hour fastball in the outside corner, 1-1. Day for Dryden is done. Four innings, did not allow a run, struck out four, walked one, gave up two hits. 1-1 pitch to Clifford, fastball away, and too far off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Mejias missing up and away again, this time with a changeup as Clifford feigned a bunt. And it's three balls and a strike. Center fielder Jordan shifting for Clifford to go the other way, and the sinker fouled back. Looked like Clifford would have been trying to drive it towards left center. Corner outfielders Gutierrez in right and Diaz in left playing closer to the line, so big gaps in right center. The payoff pitch to Clifford and is sprayed into left field. Long run for Diaz coming towards the line, reaches out, dives, and he knocks it down, but he can't make the catch. Gets up and fires it in. It'll be a double for Nolan Clifford as Diaz was probably 60, 70 feet off the line at the time of the pitch and raced over there. That would have been a terrific catch as that ball tailing away. And then he got up and made a great throw in, even to be in the conversation around Clifford at second. That's what the Grizzlies were looking for, the leadoff man aboard and in scoring position. Juan Castillo rakes it down the third baseline, just foul into the left field corner. Missed the line by a couple of feet. Grizzlies down six runs. It has not been a clean last two innings for Fresno. Now the offense trying to respond against the San Jose bullpen. A one pitch, and Castillo pops it up on the right side, shallow right field. Second baseman Cio will give way to Gutierrez. Right fielder calmly jogs in to make the catch. That's the first out here in the fifth. And now it'll be Jacob Hinderleiter, who struck out in his first professional at-bat against Hunter Dryden. Hit him with one out, a runner on second in the top of the fifth. He is from the stretch. First pitch. Bends in for a strike. Had a cut to it. 85 miles an hour. Enderleiter feeling like he can find a better pitch later in the at-bat. Clifford leads off second on one pitch, and now he chases. This time the slider. Full-on breakaway from Enderleiter, who's down 0-2. The five-run third really seemed to spiral on Fresno. The offense just hasn't been able to get going yet. Enderleiter checks, and he could not hold up. They appealed to the base umpire, Frankie Gonzalez, who rings him up. First strikeout for Mejias, and after the leadoff double, Hubert Mejias quickly gets two outs. And Clifford still standing at second. Now Yiker Reyes hit by a pitch his last time, 0-1. First pitch, Reyes swings and tips it into the glove of the catcher Gonzalez. Showed the replay, and I think, yeah, Enderleiter definitely offered it that one. 0-1 pitch. And Reyes turns it foul through the first base coach's box where Clayton Gray is. So Kevin Fitzer started the game as the first base coach, one of the Grizzlies reserves. Now Clayton Gray over there. The bench coach, Dave Keller, not out there in his normal spot. Have to find more information on that this week. Pitch misses down low. 1-2. Anchor Reyes. 1-2 from Mejias, and Reyes lifts it into left center field. Dakota Jordan going back over his right shoulder into the gap and will make the catch and run onto the warning track and up against the wall to end the inning. The leadoff hit for Clifford left stranded. His double to start the inning. Hubert Mejias gets the next three guys. And Fresno still held scoreless. To the bottom of the fifth. Fresno trailing San Jose 6-0 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
The 2025 Fresno Grizzlies season is underway, and the best way to get a behind-the-scenes look at the club is to go in the den with the Fresno Grizzlies every Monday afternoon at 4:30 on the KC24 CBS 47 Plus app. Exclusive interviews, first looks, and special highlights take you beyond the field. In the Den with the Fresno Grizzlies, a new episode drops every Monday. Thanks to our friends at KC24 and CBS 47.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
That can excite ballpark in San Jose. First game of a 12-game road trip for the Fresno Grizzlies. And a 5-run third inning for San Jose has put Fresno in trouble. Both starters, Ismael Luciano for Fresno and Hunter Dryden for San Jose, out of the game. Here's Lismel Diaz starting things off against Everett Catlett in the bottom of the fifth. Diaz, Cio, and Gonzalez due up for the Giants. The 5-run third inning in which only one earned run came across against Ismael Luciano. The 1-0 pitch stung into right center by Diaz, and Reyes got to it quickly. His throw is going to be late, though, as Diaz speeding around first will have a leadoff double. A good pitch to hit for Diaz. Down in the zone, and then right off the bat, he knew he was going to have to hurry. Reyes got there quickly. But Diaz speeds into second with the leadoff double. Grizzlies had a leadoff double in the top half of the inning that Hubert Mejias was able to navigate around. The Giants have scored in each of the last two innings, trying to keep that going as Giancarlo Cio, facing the lefty Catlett, batting from the left side, watches a slider bend in for strike one. Cio, 2 for 2. Stolen base, RBI, run scored all today. The 0-1 pitch. Catlett misses up and out with the sinker. 1-1. Now the Giants starting to pick up the scent of Grizzlies pitching as pitch misses. But Cio fouls it back. It's 1-2. Giants starting to hit the ball a little bit harder after that third inning. Had a lot of soft contact that found its way through. Catlett misses down and away. 2-2. The singles in the second were just ground balls that found their way to the outfield against Luciano. 2-2, lined into center field, a base hit. Diaz being waved around. He's going to score. It's a three-hit game for Giancarlo Cio. And San Jose has a 7-0 lead with three consecutive innings in which they have scored. But Cio, who came in hitting .211, has had some of the most consistent contact. And that ball that he bounced up the middle in the first, this one was a line drive into center. Now the catcher, Gonzalez, watches up and out from Catlett. 1-0. 10 hits already in the game for San Jose. And they are into the Grizzlies' bullpen. And they have been since the fourth inning. Pitch down and in that Castillo keeps in front. 2-0. A 5-run 3rd, a 1-run 4th, and 1 run already across for San Jose without anybody out in the fifth. Gonzalez fouls back the 2-0 offering from Catlett. 2-0. .21. Gonzalez pops this out of play towards the press box, a high bending pop-up. And 2-2. Both pitchers, both starters, kept things in check for the first couple of innings. 2-2 pitch runs inside of Gonzalez, and it's full 3-2. But it just took a little opening for San Jose. Giancarlo Cio has been right in the middle of it. He's been a part of 2 of the 3 scoring innings. Pitch in the dirt. Catlett misses, and Gonzalez walks. So Cio up to second. Gonzalez on base for the third time. He's walked twice now, and he's 1-for-1 with a single. Elian Rayo will come to the plate looking for his first hit. I think just Rayo and Drew Kavanaugh, the only two Giants yet to get a hit in this game. 2 on, nobody out for Rayo, and he takes a strike 90 miles an hour from Catlett. 2-1. Leadoff double by Lisbel Diaz into right center. Giancarlo Cio singled him home. His second RBI of the day. Now Ryo bends out of the way of a breaking ball that ran in. One ball, one strike. Catlett's 1-1. That's poured down the middle. Sinker crosses the plate just above the knees, and it's 1-2. Catlett has been a strikeout guy, but he would obviously take contact if it could get him two outs here. Giants continuing to threaten in the fifth. One-two pitch from Catlett is fouled back by Ryo. One and two. Just outside. Two balls, two strikes to Ryo. Cio leads off second. Gonzalez on first. Still nobody out in the fifth as Everett Catlett trying to get out of a jam. 2-2 pitch. Ryo dances out of the way. And it's three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch. Catlett kicks and deals, and it is down low, ball four. Bases are loaded. Four straight guys have reached for San Jose. And now Jose Ramos will hit for the third time tonight. Shouldn't say tonight. It's only not even 1 o'clock yet. But a 7-0 San Jose lead in the bottom of the fifth. Last couple of innings have been problematic for the Grizzlies. Constant jams. Catlett started to deal home, but it's a pitch clock violation. It'll be one ball, no strikes. Activity up in the Fresno bullpen. A 1-0 pitch down low. And the left-hander, Catlett. Two hits to start the inning. And now two walks. Trying to regain his control. A 2-0 fastball fouled back by Ramos, who helps him out a little bit. Jose Ramos really trying to open this one up. Five-run third inning. Felt like it wouldn't end for the Grizzlies. 2-0. Ramos shoots one foul down the right field line. And Catlett back in the count 2-2. Walks were a problem last week for Fresno, and so far today, San Jose has just been putting the ball in play. They haven't had to take many walks, but two walks here in this inning. Three total on the day. Been right in the middle of big San Jose rallies. The 2-2 pitch from Catlett. Swing and a miss. And Everett Catlett gets his second strikeout. First out here in the fifth, right in front of the top of the San Jose lineup. Catlett with great swing and miss stuff. And just never seems to really give in. There's a big out. Now Carlos Gutierrez still with the bases loaded, one out in the inning. And he swings at the first pitch. Soft grounder to third. Wright fields it, throws home for one. The turn to first in time. 5-2-3 double play, and Everett Catlett walks the tightrope and escapes. Bases loaded, one out. Bases loaded, nobody out. And a run already in, and San Jose held to just the run in the fifth. A huge play and a great turn by the Grizzlies defense, right to Castillo to Garcia. But the Giants do add to their lead. And after five innings, it's 7-0 San Jose on the Fresno Grizzlies audio network. Hey there, cool cats. Chuck Chancey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 shake, rattle, and win Mustang and cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chuck Chancey soon. Must be 21 or older to play.
Now making its debut at Chuck Chancey Park, the $3 value menu.
Thank you.
In 2025, ballpark favorites are only $3. Get hot dogs, popcorn, pretzels, nachos, chips, soda, and ice cream sandwiches for just $3 each, all season long. Plus, you can snag a 12-ounce canned beer for only $5. With tickets already starting at just $8, there is truly no better value than Grizzlies baseball in 2025. We'll see you at Chuck Chancey Park.
There has been a ton to cheer about for Fresno on the road today, but the Grizzlies turn a big double play at the end of the fifth inning with the bases loaded and nobody out. Everett Catlett gets a strikeout, and then he gets Carlos Gutierrez grounded into a 5-2-3 double play to get out of that jam. But Fresno still in a jam, down 7 runs as we start the sixth. Kelvin Hidalgo, Tommy Hotvey, Blake Wright do up against Hubert Mejias, who is starting his second inning of work. And Hidalgo, first pitch swinging, lines it right at the shortstop, Ramos, who reaches up with his left hand over his right shoulder, kind of spins around. But that is out number one. Hidalgo 0-for-3. But he was anxious to jump on somebody that wasn't Hunter Dryden. After striking out twice. Tommy Hotvey grounded out twice against Dryden. Still batting from the left side. Hotvey the switch hitter. First pitch too far inside from Mejias. One ball and no strikes. Hotvey down to 288 after a couple of outs today. He takes slider that bends in for strike one. One ball, one strike. Grizzlies with just 3 hits today. Nolan Clifford has 2 of them. Felix Tena has the other. The 1-1 pitch. Hotvey pops it up. Third base side. Sends Ryo back into foul territory. Third baseman reaching up over his shoulder. Makes the catch. Squeezes it with the bare hand. And Hotvey is out number 2. So Mejias with 2 quick outs. And after allowing a leadoff double to Clifford upon coming into the game, he's retired 5 in a row. As Blake Wright comes to the plate, 0-for-2 so far. Nobody on in the sixth inning for Fresno. Mejia's first pitch bounced to third. Ryo's got another high hop. Will field throw and end the inning. Grizzlies go in order in the sixth, and after a long bottom of the fifth, the Grizzlies right back on defense in the bottom of the sixth. New pitcher coming in. San Jose leading Fresno 7-0 on the Fresno Grizzlies audio network.
Are you looking for fresh, delicious seafood in Fresno? California Fish Grill offers a wide variety of sustainably sourced fish, including salmon, tilapia, halibut, shrimp, and crab. Their menu features grilled, fried, and blackened options, so there's something for every seafood lover. With a casual, family-friendly atmosphere, California Fish Grill is the perfect spot to enjoy a tasty meal. Stop by today and experience the delicious flavors of the coast right here in Fresno, and don't forget to tell them the Grizzlies sent you.
It's the professional debut for Luke Thalen, just added to the roster officially this morning. The 6'5", 210 right-hander from Western Michigan was a 15th round pick by the Colorado Rockies last year out of Holland, Michigan, 22 years old. And he comes in the bottom of the six, and he's going to face some tough hitters. Dakota Jordan, Jacob Christian, and Drew Kavanaugh, 2-3-4 in the San Jose order, with the Giants leading 7-0. Jordan, 1-for-3, his flyout to right field last inning sent Felix Tena to the warning track. Might have been one of the hardest hit balls of the day. Jacob Christian on deck hit a ball off of the wall on the left field fence, and Luke Thalen is going to get a pitch clock violation, but the Grizzlies are very upset, and Cesar Galvez, before it was called, came out and said, you didn't give him a chance. And so Cesar Galvez is quickly explaining his case to Patrick McMorris as to why the clock was started too fast. And I think the Grizzlies have a lot that they have felt has not been adjudicated correctly. Now Juan Castillo looked for a new baseball. So did they, in fact, call it a ball? I think they did. So they are going to uphold the pitch clock violation. And that's kind of an interesting way to begin your pro career. And then the first pitch that runs in from Thalen, found back by Jordan. So it's 1-1. Entire Grizzlies dugout was right on it. The 1-1 slider runs away. Thalen, big right-hander, wearing long sleeves on a cool day in the Bay Area. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Got it by Jordan. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two pitch. That one runs inside. Count is full, 3-2. Chopped towards short. Hidalgo waiting back. Gets a high hop, gloves, and fires to get Jordan for the first out in the sixth. So Luke Thalen works around the pitch clock violation, pounds the zone, and gets a ground out. One out, nobody on for Jacob Christian, who's 1-for-3. And watching him, his swing right now, Christian seems locked in. A lot of these Giants hitters have gotten off to good starts. Christian watches first pitch from Thalen, inside, ball one. One oh pitch on the outside corner. 1 ball, 1 strike. Thalen's 1-1 pitch. Fastball down and away. 2 balls and 1 strike. 1 out here in the bottom of the sixth. San Jose with a 7-run lead on Fresno. Thalen Pours one in and evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scoreboard's registering everything that Thielen's throwing as a slider right now. It's in the low 90s. 2-2 pitch. That off-speed pitch, changeup in the dirt that Christian lays off. The count is full, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Thielen delivers, and Christian fights off a fastball. Still 3-2 to Jacob Christian. 5-run third inning. Open this one up. Really feel like if the Grizzlies could have held that to a run, this would feel a lot different. Thielen blows by Christian with the 3-2 pitch. And Luke Thielen has his first professional strikeout. A tough guy, tough out. But Thielen against a powerful hitter sets him down and not completely out of the thick of it yet. Drew Kavanaugh will come to the plate. Left-hand hitter takes inside for ball one. Kavanaugh and Christian have been giving San Jose one of the biggest 1-2 punches from a power standpoint in the California League. 2 balls, no strikes. Thielen delivers, and Kavanaugh fights it off. Now 2 balls and a strike. They have 8 of San Jose's 12 home runs this year. 2-1 pitch, and this is driven into center field. Sends Reyes back into left center over his right shoulder, squares up for the catch. And Luke Thielen has a 1-2-3 inning for his professional debut as a Fresno Grizzly. Through 6 complete as at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, the San Jose Giants lead the Fresno Grizzlies 7-0 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chuck Chansey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
Hubert Mejia is back on the hill for San Jose. Third inning of work in relief, at least to start his third inning of work. 7-0 San Jose in a game that kind of feels like it should be closer from a Fresno perspective. They let the third inning kind of slip away, and what could have been a 1-run inning turned into a 5-run inning. Now, Felix Tena, Francisco Garcia, Nolan Clifford due up against Mejias when the first pitch misses away. Mejias said, where did that miss? Down and maybe out with the sinker. 1 ball, no strikes. Tena 1-for-2, singled his last time up. And he hits one off the end of the bat to short. Ramos moving to his left fields and throws low, but Jacob Christian holds the bag for the out. Grizzlies just 3 hits, 2 of which came against the starter, Hunter Dryden. Now Mejias with 7 straight retired after allowing a leadoff double to Nolan Clifford back in the 5th. Francisco Garcia watches a first pitch strike. Garcia 0 for 2. First time seeing Mejias today. And a fastball pulled outside. First morning game this year for the Grizzlies. They'll play a couple at home as well. 1-1 on the outside corner. It's 1-2. But 1-2 on this 12-game road trip for Fresno. They're going to play Visalia next week. And that first game is an 11 o'clock start as well. 1-2 to Garcia off the plate with the fastball. He is evens up the count, 2-2. So I say it's a part of the first half of the season. The 11 o'clock starts to begin a series. 2-2, Garcia stings it up the middle behind the bag at second. It's knocked down on a sinking liner by Cio. It'll be a base hit for Francisco Garcia with one out in the seventh. And Nolan Clifford, who doubled off of Mejias' first time, coming to the plate. Cio, moving to his right, was trying to catch the sinking line drive. Ball ended up short hopping him and kicking away. And so the Grizzlies have their fourth hit of the game. And Clifford, who's 2 for 2, watches the first pitch bounce in the dirt for ball one. One of the things about the deficits is Fresno has been hyper-aggressive on the bases this year. And when they have fallen behind early, that really limits their ability to run because you don't want to be giving up outs. This is grounded softly to short. Fielded by Ramos. He'll flip to Cio for one, and the turn ends the seventh inning. Grizzlies break up the 7 straight retired by Mejias, but he gets him right back as it is a 6-4-3 double play that ends the top of the 7th. Time to stretch at Excite Ballpark. Grizzlies trailing 7-0 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chansey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town, featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable, only in downtown Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Luke Thielen, a scoreless inning in his professional debut, will continue on in the bottom of the seventh for Fresno on the mound. He's going to face Lismel Diaz, Giancarlo Cio, and Fernando Gonzalez, 5-6-7 for San Jose. 7-0 Giants as Thielen's first pitch is away, 1-0. Patrick McMorris turned around to look at the press box as the music was playing throughout the first pitch, but Thielen learned his lesson on the pitch clock and said, I'm not going to wait. It's quickly 2-0 to Lismel Diaz, who is 2-for-3 today. He is doubled and singled. Drove in one. He has scored twice. Phelan's pitch, and Diaz sends it into left field. It's going to hang up but fall in front of Tommy Hotvey. As Diaz racing around first, slams on the brakes late, his third hit of the game. And the leadoff man aboard against Thalen in the bottom of the seventh. Giancarlo Cio will come to the plate. 3 for 3. 21-year-old batting from the left side. Cio played last year with San Jose as well. As Thalen runs a fastball outside for ball one. He's a patient hitter, but really picked it up in the second half last year for the Giants. He watches inside. 2 balls and no strikes. So he wasn't off to the hottest of starts coming into this series. Just 2-11. Thalen misses outside. 3 balls and no strikes. But he's already jumped his average to 268 with a three-hit game today. And in the driver's seat here at the bottom of the seventh, 3-0 pitch from Thalen. Does get the call on the outside, 90 miles an hour. Seven nothing San Jose. We're in the bottom of the seventh, first game of a six-game series. Thalen deals, and this has popped up on the infield. Hidalgo going out into shallow left now. We'll call everybody off and make the catch. And there's one away in the seventh. Now Fernando Gonzalez, who has yet to be retired. 1-for-1 officially with 2 walks. We'll hit with Diaz on first and one away in the home half of the seventh. Thalen's first pitch, fastball down and out, ball one. Lifted into right field, sending Tenna back. Tenna is still going back, now turns and makes the catch. He squared up at the last minute and backpedaled. And the runner at first, Diaz, jumped out a little bit further thinking it might get by Tenna. But Gonzalez retired, and Luke Thalen has retired the two guys who had not made outs for San Jose. Now Elian Rayo will hit, and he swings at the first pitch, bounces it into the hole. Hidalgo fields, throws, and retires Rayo to end the inning. Luke Thalen with a solid debut. 2 innings, just 1 hit. And San Jose does not score against him as they leave one stranded. To the eighth we go, 7-0 Giants on the Grizzlies Audio Network.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chansey Park. Presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks, both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss. So get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Eight, nine, and one to up in the eighth for the Fresno Grizzlies, trailing 7-0 in this first game of a six-game series at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. The home team certainly got their fans excited in the third, a five-run inning. They've tacked on two more runs, put the Grizzlies down seven. Juan Castillo, Jacob Hinderleiter, and Yaker Reyes. 8-9-1 against Hubert Mejias, who came on in the fifth inning and has continued this scoreless stretch against the Grizzlies. Castillo takes a fastball, high ball one. Mejias working solely out of the stretch, deals, and Castillo drives it into left center field. Dakota Jordan will cruise over into the gap to make the catch. Not too far into the gap, but he was playing in right center, and so he had a long way to run. But he runs well and makes the catch for out number one. Now Hinderleiter, who is 0 for 2, struck out twice. One at-bat against the starter, Dryden, and then his last at-bat against Mejias. First pitch fastball at 91, a called strike. Mejias, 0-1 pitch. And this is grounded up the middle off of the glove of Mejias. Charging is the second baseman, Seal. He will not have a play, and there is the first professional hit for Jacob Hinderleiter. Hard ground ball up the middle. And that is a reason why they tell the pitcher, hey, let's not get in the way. Grizzlies make sure to get the baseball for the professional debut of Hinderleiter. Now Yaker Reyes will come to the plate. One out and one on in the eighth. Reyes 0 for 2, and Hinderleiter back in with a head-first dive on a throw over from Mejias. A pitch, and Reyes off the hands, pops it up down the right field line. That does get out of play. A little bit further than it seemed, as it looked like it jammed Reyes. Down seven, Grizzlies continuing to search for base runners with Hinderleiter on first. Now Reyes takes a fastball up. One ball, one strike to Yaker Reyes. Speedy center fielder. When one settles in, a changeup, outer half. 1-2 to Reyes. One-two pitch. Reyes dances out of the way. It's a fastball too far inside it towards his legs. And it's 2-2. Mejias solely out of the stretch, and now Reyes lifts one into right field. It's going to hang up for Gutierrez, who makes the catch. Hinderleiter off the base at first, has to hustle back with a dive to avoid getting doubled up. And Gutierrez almost turned into double play, but Reyes retired for the second out of the eighth. And now Kelvin Hidalgo to the plate. Two outs, and Hinderleiter not being held on at first. Mejia's first pitch. Bends in for a strike, the slider, 0-1. Hidalgo really ate up the storm pitching last week. And now trying to figure out different set of pitchers. Quickly behind 0-2 as Mejias deals a slider that Hidalgo fouls off. Oh, and 2 to Hidalgo. Mejias deals, and it's bounced up the middle. The shortstop, Ramos, charging. His only play is first. He throws, and Christian has to sprawl out but holds the base. And Hidalgo held 0 for 4 in this morning's game. Grizzlies get a hit, the first professional hit of Jacob Hinderleiter, but they will leave him stranded. To the bottom of the eighth, 7-0 San Jose on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't pollute, just recycle. It's easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using a certified collection center or the City of Fresno's curbside collection program to recycle your used motor oil and oil filters. Call the City of Fresno at 621-1452 to request free program containers. Pour used uncontaminated oil in the containers, place used oil filters into the program plastic bag, and place next year's blue cart on collection day. It's that simple. Go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
Affordable Family Fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. It happens here.
Justin Lohr will be the fourth arm of the day for the Grizzlies, down 7-0 in the bottom of the eighth. He got an out on Sunday to secure the win and earn his first save as a member of the Grizzlies. Lohr making his sixth appearance of the year, 0-1 with a 7.71 ERA in that save. Threw twice in the series against the Storm, and he will come on in the eighth to face 9-1-2 in the San Jose lineup. Jose Ramos, Carlos Gutierrez, and Dakota Jordan. Ramos, first pitch swinging, grounds it to third, right on a dive, pops up, throws, and they said that Garcia was off the base at first. They'll rule it as a hit. That would have been a terrific play by Blake Wright. And Ramos has his second hit of the game instead. That was tough. I sure thought Garcia was able to hold the base. But Frankie Gonzalez saw something else, so now Carlos Gutierrez will come to the plate. First pitch, miss outside. It's 1-0. Been a few tough plays on the bases today that have gone against the Grizzlies, including in that third inning that turned into a 5-run inning. Grizzlies thought they had Carlos Gutierrez caught stealing. He stands at the plate here, 1-for-4. 1-1 pitch from Lohr doesn't get the call. A little outside, 2-2. 7-0 San Jose. This is line past Wright, who is off the bag at third base and into left field. He gave a dive. And Carlos Gutierrez has a two-hit day as well. Two guys on in front of Dakota Jordan. 1-for-4. So another troublesome situation for the Grizzlies with two on and nobody out in the eighth inning, and Jordan swinging and fouling the first pitch back. A changeup from Lohr. Sent over the right side, out of play. A good day for baseball, but Fresno has been trailing since the third. Jordan can't check his swing. A slider bends down low in the dirt. It's 0-2 to Dakota Jordan, Giants center fielder. He was in the middle of that third inning because after Gutierrez was ruled safe, he singled him in. Oh, two pitch in the dirt. Good block by Castillo. One ball, two strikes. And then Jordan later scored as well. He was around some close plays. 1-2, grounded towards short. Hidalgo charging in. His only play is the first, and Garcia that time came off the bag. That was certainly the right call, and the bases are loaded. They'll charge the error to Hidalgo. And the bases are loaded for Jacob Christian. So a single by Ramos, in which it looked like Blake Wright had made a great play, but Ramos was ruled safe. Started this inning. First pitch to Christian. Fastball runs inside, ball one. Then Carlos Gutierrez singled. Got it right by Blake Wright at third base. 1-0 pitch to Christian. Wrapped through the hole into left field. In to score is Ramos. Gutierrez will be held there. Jacob Christian adds to his RBI total this year. His 21st run batted in makes it 8-0. Christian continuing to swing it well. Leads the California League in RBIs, and now Drew Kavanaugh, who has also hit well, but looking for his first hit against the lefty Lohr. The left-hand DH takes strike one. Grounded out to second his first time, reached on a fielder's choice. The Grizzlies couldn't turn a double play. He lifts one into center field. Back goes Reyes. In front of the warning track will make the catch. Runners on second and third will tag. And it is 9-0 on the RBI by Kavanaugh. He has 10 driven in this year. And it is a 9-0 San Jose lead. That is the first out of the inning. Now Lisbel Diaz comes to the plate with runners on the corners. 9-0 ball game. Lohr missing outside, ball one. Be back at Excite Ballpark tomorrow night at 6 p.m. as Lohr catches the inside corner, even up at 1-1. Time's different almost every day, except for Wednesday, Thursday, both at 6. I believe Saturday or Friday's at 7. 1-1 in the dirt. Good block by Castillo. Two balls and a strike. But then Saturday, first pitch at 5 p.m. Two balls and a strike. Lohr kicks and deals, and the slider turned high and foul down the left field line. Right over into Turkey Mike's. It's still 2-2. Lisbel Diaz, a three-hit day. Right-hand hitter against the lefty Lohr. And the 2-2 pitch down and into Castillo. Slides on his leg guards, protect that one from going to the backstop, and the count full. 3-2. Lohr's payoff pitch. He's grounded to third. Wright backing up. Fields it. Throws a second for one. Clifford pick and turn. Gets the double play. A good turn by the Grizzlies defense does get out of the inning, but not before San Jose adds two more to its lead. It is 9-0 as the Giants will turn to a third pitcher of the day to close it out. San Jose leading the Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Nope. Not adulting today. Bills? No way. Work emails? Deleted. Meal prepping? Those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive, perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota. Let's go places.
Cade Vernon will be the new pitcher for San Jose, third arm of the day for the Giants after the starter Hunter Dryden went four. The reliever, Hubert Mejias, also went four. He gave up three hits and struck out one. Neither allowed a run. And Mejias didn't walk anybody as Vernon comes on for his fourth appearance of the year, 1-0. He has not allowed an earned run this year. Five innings, struck out five. And he will face 3, 4, and 5 in the Fresno order. Tommy Hopfe, Blake Wright, and Felix Tena. Grizzlies used four pitchers today. Ismael Luciano, 6 runs, but only 2 were earned in 3 2/3. He's going to be on the hook for the loss. Everett Catlett gave up a run in an inning and a third. But Luke Thalen made his professional debut, 2 scoreless innings. Justin Lohr worked the 8th, and San Jose put 2 runs up on him on 3 hits. There was an error, but both runs are earned against Lohr. So Hotvee stands in 0-3. Grizzlies trying to get a run up on the board against San Jose to start this series, and Hotvee fouls a pitch up the first baseline. Foul. Grizzlies had a lopsided game in the homestand against Lake Elsinore in which they lost by double digits. A high pitch taken for a strike by Hopfe kind of shook his head. I think he was a little frustrated at the call. Not that he didn't swing. 0-2 pitch from Vernon, and it's fouled back. Still 0-2. Vernon, a 6'3 right-hander, 10th round pick last year out of Murray State. From Bowling Green, Kentucky. The 0-2 pitch. Hotfe turns it foul. And it's still 0-2. So this one not in double digits, but it told you the Grizzlies lost 19-6. That was Friday night against Lake Elsinore. It's really the only one that had gotten away from him. Fastball stays high to Hotfe. 1-2. One-two pitch. Hopfe spins and fouls it off. That one got a piece of him. And now Hopfe bent over trying to shake it off a bit. Cesar Galvez took a couple of steps towards his left fielder. Make sure he was okay. Grizzlies have asked a lot of Hopfe. He's hit all over the order through the first 15 games. He's played both corner outfield spots. Vernon throws a slider at the back foot, and that one got Hopfe. So, a base runner for Fresno to start the top of the ninth. Trailing by 9. Fresno looking to tally a run as Blake Wright will come to the plate. He's 0-3. Vernon Lines pitched on Friday. He went two innings as Wright takes a fastball upstairs, ball one. He threw just once in that series in Rancho. Giants let him go out there for a couple innings. He'll miss with a slider away to right. Two balls in, no strikes. So here trying to combine with two other pitchers is Wright. Drives it into right field, but Gutierrez backpedaling, twists and turns, and finally makes a catch. For out number one. I was going to say Vernon trying to combine with both Mejias and Dryden on a complete game shutout as Felix Tena will come to the plate. Giants have had one shutout this year. This ball grounded to second, fielded by Seal. They'll get the out there, and they turn it. There's the second combined shutout this year for the San Jose Giants, and it's a 4-6-3 double play that concludes this one. Fresno Grizzlies just never were able to put together a scoring inning against San Jose today. They had a couple of base runners on, but the Giants pitching staff holds them in check. And the Grizzlies' final line this afternoon, no runs on 5 hits, 3 errors. San Jose, 9 runs on 14 hits, no errors. The winning pitcher will be Hubert Mejias. Losing pitcher is going to be Ismael Luciano. He is now 1-2. As game took 2 hours, 28 minutes in front of 1,612 on a 66-degree day in San Jose. We're going to be back for the Chick Chansey Gold postgame show. We'll wrap this one up and tee it up for Wednesday night. Grizzlies fall 9-0 to San Jose on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using the City of Fresno's curbside collection program or by taking your used motor oil and oil filters to one of the many certified collection centers located throughout the City of Fresno. Certified collection centers will only accept uncontaminated used motor oil. To locate a certified collection center near you, go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
What better way to enjoy a Fresno Grizzlies game than with all of your friends and family? Ticket packages are available for groups of 20 or more. Chill by the pool or enjoy a company outing at the Estrella Jalisco Cantina, which runs up to 1,000 people. Group tickets are perfect for birthdays, family get-togethers, or just having a good time. There's an option for groups of every size. Call 559-320-TIXS to secure your tickets now.
This is the Fresno Grizzlies postgame show. Back to the booth to recap tonight's game with the voice of the Fresno Grizzlies, Tim Slapp.
A tough one for Fresno from San Jose. It's the Excite Ballpark. The Grizzlies fall 9-0 to the San Jose Giants, and both starters got off to really good outings, beginnings of their outings, as Hunter Dryden and Ismael Luciano each retired the first three batters that they faced. Dryden made it 6 in a row as he prevented the Grizzlies' offense from getting on base through the first 2 innings. Luciano had 2 outs in the second before the Giants started to piece it together. Giancarlo Cio singled up the middle, and then Fernando Gonzalez singled to right field before Elian Rayo flied out to Felix Tena in right field to end that inning. But that was kind of the hint that San Jose was figuring stuff out. in the third. Grizzlies got a couple of base runners on against Dryden. Nolan Clifford, the leadoff single, but he was picked off. And then after a walk to Juan Castillo, Dryden struck out Jacob Hinderleiter and Kelvin Hidalgo, working around a hit pitch to Yaker Reyes, and that ended the third. In the third, that was the inning that really turned this game into what it was, because with one out, Carlos Gutierrez singled, and then when he stole second, the Grizzlies thought Juan Castillo had got him. Nolan Clifford tagged him out, and that was ruled not to be the case. Frankie Gonzalez, the base umpire, said safe. Cesar Galvez immediately came out and argued to no avail. Didn't change the call at all. And then Dakota Jordan singled into center field to score Gutierrez and make it 1-0. Jordan would score after Jacob Christian bounced the ball into third. That was misplayed by Blake Wright. Jordan got to third. Drew Kavanaugh hit a ground ball to first and then legged out what would have been an inning-ending double play. And the Grizzlies just got the out at second, and that was it. And then everything happened. Liz Beldiaz singled in another run. Giancarlo Cio singled in one more. And it ended up being a couple of wild pitches, scored two more runs. So it was a five-run inning for San Jose. And only one of those was earned, the Gutierrez one. And that's the one the Grizzlies thought would have changed the whole landscape of that inning. But then in the fourth, the Giants added one more. Jose Ramos singled, stole second and third, and then on his steal of third, Juan Castillo threw the ball into left field, trying to get around Jacob Christian, and that made it 6-0. And that was really the end of the outing for Ismael Luciano, 3 2/3, 6 runs, but just 2 earned. And then a walk and a strikeout. He gave up 8 hits in the outing. So kind of a tough loss for him, but his ERA doesn't get absolutely inflated because of that tough third inning. Hunter Dryden finished 4 scoreless innings for San Jose. He struck out 4, only allowed the 2 hits in the walk, and then it was Hubert Mejias that kept the Grizzlies in check the rest of the way. Gave up a leadoff double in the fifth to Nolan Clifford, but then he retired the next 7. Before a single by Francisco Garcia, but Mejias got a double play to end that 7th inning. He gave up 1 more hit, the first professional hit by Jacob Hinderleiter, and that was it for the Grizzlies' offense. Fresno hit into a couple of double plays today, which has been a little bit unlike them, as Cade Vernon came in and threw a scoreless 9th. There was another professional debut for the Grizzlies today. Luke Thalen, 2 scoreless innings, working the sixth and seventh innings for Fresno, gave up just 1 hit and no runs, striking out 1, got his first professional strikeout. So Hubert Mejias, the win, he is 1-0. Ismael Luciano, the loss, he is now 1-2. 2 hour and 28 minute game in front of 1,612 people on this Tuesday morning at Excite Ballpark. Only other game in action in the California League right now, Stockton beating Modesto 9-2. And that game in Stockton, and San Jose has to be happy about that. You could get a game on the division leaders today, as it is back to everybody in the north playing everybody in the north and everybody in the south playing everybody in the south. The game's tonight, Visalia, who just snapped their 10-game losing streak on Saturday. They are at Lake Elsinore, and that game starts at 6:05 tonight. Rancho is at Inland Empire, also starting at 6:05 tonight. None of the other Rockies affiliates in action other than Spokane, and they're putting it on Eugene, 17-3, a 7-run inning for the Indians. And just checking to see Austin Becker, I told you, was called up. Has not made his Spokane debut, but a couple of familiar names to Grizzlies fans. Michael Prosecki went 5 innings and struck out 5. 3-hit day for Braylon Wimmer, in the middle of that. Andy Perez has scored three times. So a lot of former friends. And then Skyler Messenger having a monster ball game. He's driven in five runs for Spokane. He hit his second homer of the year. Well, that'll do it for San Jose today. We'll be back tomorrow night at 6 p.m. We'll have a 5:45 pregame show. Brody Brecht slated for the Grizzlies against Nico Mazza of the Giants. Again, 6 o'clock first pitch scheduled at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. 5:45 pregame show right here on the Grizzlies Audio Network. Grizzlies fall today 9-0. Fresno now 7-9 on the season. San Jose improves to 9-7. On behalf of the Fresno Grizzlies, thanks for listening today from Excite Ballpark in San Jose. I'm Tim Slack, wishing you a great rest of the day.